USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As businesses reopen throughout the weekend in more of the United States, an overwhelming majority of states are still falling short of the COVID-19 testing levels that public health experts say are necessary to safely ease the lockdowns and avoid another deadly wave of outbreaks. 41 of the nation's 50 states fail to test widely enough to drive their infections below the key benchmark. Among those states are Texas and Georgia, which recently moved aggressively to reopen stores, malls, barbershops, and other businesses. The first stage of Maryland's reopening began when some retail stores were allowed to reopen and the stay-at-home order was lifted, but some of the hardest-hit parts of the states, including the suburbs of D.C., extended their restrictions for residents and businesses. Researchers at Harvard University have calculated that the U.S. needs to test a minimum of 900,000 people per day to safely reopen the economy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation. JCPenney, weighed down by debt and battered by the coronavirus, has now officially filed for bankruptcy. Sales at JCPenney's have fallen annually since 2016. It currently has 860 stores, less than a quarter of its base in 2001. The Texas-based retailer, which was founded more than a century ago, employed over 90,000 full and part-time employees. It joins fellow department store chains Neiman Marcus and Sage Stores as victims of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American cargo pilot who admitted to poor judgment in breaking a quarantine order to buy medical supplies became the first foreigner imprisoned in Singapore for breaching the restrictions meant to curb the coronavirus. FedEx pilot Brian Dugan Jurgen of Alaska was sentenced to 4 weeks after he pled guilty to leaving his hotel room for 3 hours to buy masks and a thermometer. Singapore has one of the largest outbreaks in Asia. More than 90% of those infected are foreign workers living in crowded dormitories. The tiny city-state has strict penalties for those who breach the quarantine rules, don't wear a mask in public, or fail to adhere to social distancing measures. Quarantine violators face up to 6 months in jail, a fine of up to $10,000 Singapore dollars, or both. NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.